Hello, my name is Jeremy O'Shea. I am a shop teacher who works at Nsuk, BC. And I'm currently taking the course EDCI 572 with Dr. Verena Roberts. The course is Development and Implementation of the Curriculum in Digital Learning Contexts. And today I am going to talk about conceptualizing BC's digital literacies into context. This week, I'll be talking about what is the story behind the BC Digital Literacy Framework. What research theory, literature, frameworks, and models have guided the BC Literacy Framework? What is missing from the current framework? What other frameworks, theories, and models could be considered to expand upon and extend the current BC Digital Literacy Framework? I will also contextualize a project. I will choose a curriculum area that I want to explore further, brainstorm a student project that I wish to redesign, or design and discuss how does this BC Digital Literacy Framework integrate into my project. Lastly, I will talk about the tech of the week. This week is freemusicarchive.org. So first we're going to start with what is the story behind the BC Digital Literacy Framework? What research theory, literature, frameworks, and models have guided the BC Literacy Framework? Well, first, it's based on the International Society for Technology and Education, or the ISTE, NETS S standards, which set out to empower learners, create digital citizens, have students create digital artifacts, create innovative designers, develop computational thinking skills, create creative communicators, and endorse global collaboration. This was married with a belief that students must have regular opportunities to use technology to develop skills that encourage personal productivity, creativity, critical thinking, and collaboration in the classroom and in daily life. What is missing from the current BC Digital Literacy Framework? Personally, I was a little disappointed it didn't integrate any indigenous ways of knowing. I have a personal stake in this, in that my final project for my master's program is focused in that, in indigenous ways of knowing, and so I feel it's fairly important. I can understand why it might not be there, as it's kind of a system to be integrated into your own program, so there is nothing stopping an educator from integrating both indigenous ways of knowing and the BC Digital Literacy Framework on their own and just integrating them themselves, but it would be nice to have that mentioned. Also, I did notice that there is no mention of self-care and unplugging from the internet at times. I recognize that is counterintuitive to the goals, but I do believe it's important for students' mental health, especially having worked with students that are quite addicted to their phones and video games and online. Can't moderate their own time and get off. What other frameworks, theories, and models could be considered to expand upon and extend the current BC Digital Literacy Framework? I was very curious when I read through why coding is considered a part of the digital literacies. I don't see it as a fundamental digital literacy. I see why people might think it's important, but I don't think it's the make or break for a person's future understanding of how computers work. I think the average person doesn't require the need to know how to code. So I thought that was interesting. I think maybe some coders had some heavy input there. I'm not sure. To add to the framework, I would maybe put a heavier focus on social media use and understanding privacy. I think students understand it on a surface level, but I don't think they quite understand exactly what is used with their information and that it's can be used in harmful ways. So I think there needs to be a bit of a focus on that. Next, I'm going to talk about contextualizing my own projects. So I'm going to look at one of my robotics courses. In that class, I've been using just regular journaling, which has basically been, I talked about it in a previous video, where they've been using just sort of maybe Google Docs or just even just a Word document, and they've been Googling, or not Googling, journaling their work as they work on their robots, usually taking pictures along the way and adding them to the document. And then at the end, they hand in a big journal to me outlining what they've done. What I was thinking is that we could expand on that significantly, put a visual video aspect to it, turn it from just a daily journal into a full-on blog, or a vlog even, video blog, and really make it more worthwhile and interesting, where the groups will have to work together to document their work, and then they can put that out into the world, if that's the way we want to go, and people can respond to it, whether that's their family and friends, and maybe give them ideas. They can respond to each other's projects and give each other ideas. This project would touch on quite a few things that the video, or the digital literacies talks about. To begin with, my students all need to learn how to code their robots, so we already utilize coding and other advanced skills such as that. They'll also use a lot of online communication. They'll need to be able to comment on other group projects, demonstrate their skills of interacting online in a civil and productive manner, and foster a positive community. They would also need to employ online methods to communicate with their group, whether that be Google Docs or using Slack or some other communication program that would be up to them, or Skype even, or similar programs. There's lots of things they can do there. As far as privacy goes, they need to share only their, I would want them to share only their pertinent information and withhold any personal details about themselves and protect their privacy online. Of course, there would be a sign off at the beginning to make sure that parents are okay with their sons or daughters posting anything online where they are visually in there, and any information might get out about them. And of course, if that was not allowed, we would have to make other arrangements, however that may be. I might have to get creative. It would also be extremely important for the students to know how to properly credit and understand copyright and Creative Commons respect. They need to respect the copyright laws and employ Creative Commons resources when necessary and appropriate, i.e., if they were going to add pictures and music. They need to make sure that they, what's the word I'm looking for? That they state what they've used and where they got it from, and make sure it's not copyrighted. And if they do use something copyrighted, they get permission. They also need to, sh I would like them to share their work online. We could find a robotics community. There's lots of them. Specifically, we use Vex Robotics, and there are lots of Vex Robotics communities online, with forums that you can post pictures and videos and share and ask questions. It's a great resource. Students can use it to help them with their projects. They can use it for get people to give them ideas. They can look for ideas from people that have previously done things. Just all around great sharing community out there as far as robotics, especially in schools, go. And of course, lastly, they would need to cite things properly. They need to cite any online work, sites, pictures, or information used, and give the proper credit to who it deserves. All right, to wrap up, this week's Tech of the Week is freemusicarchive.org. That is a website that offers free Creative Commons licensed music, the music you heard at the beginning of this podcast, and likely at the end, will be straight from that website. In fact, there are many genres and styles to choose from, which is awesome. It can be a little tedious to go through to find what you want, but it does take a little bit of time, but it has a lot to offer. The song that I used in this particular blog is the theme called Canada by Picture of the Floating World. My name is Jeremy O'Shea, and thank you for listening to my blog. I would again like to thank freemusicarchive.org. You are currently listening to Canada by Pictures of a Floating World. Thank you, and enjoy.